Alright, so here's another few things you can do in Fortran 90. You can access the sections of arrays. Here we have an array U with an arbitrary lower bound, upper bound, and a step. We actually illustrated that in the Jacobi iteration solution as one way of writing it in high-performance Fortran. You can use a where statement, which the arguments of where statements are arrays, and so this allows you to essentially do the equivalent of an if, but an array-wise if. That's what where and elsewhere is. Now, Fortran 77 is a formal subset of Fortran 90. Just MPAC, Clyde. You see, that was good of it. It came up at just the right time, that particular network server error. So Fortran 77 is a subset of Fortran 90. So although they're so-called obsolescent features or deprecated features, which means they're things you're not meant to do, it does support all of Fortran 77, including array element operations. So when we say HPF is built on Fortran 90, it means that if you use the array operations, the compiler stands a better chance of getting a good parallelization, but you are allowed to use Fortran 77 statements. That's a legal part of HPF. It's just not as not guaranteed particularly to get good performance. It will depend on the compiler. If you write an array operation, A equals B plus C, the compiler is guaranteed that if it passes the acceptance test to give you good parallel execution of something like that. If you write it as a do loop or something like that as a do loop, it may or may not give you good parallel execution. So we were commenting on the difference between Java and Fortran 90. Fortran 90 was designed in with a standards committee that started meeting in 1982 and reached its conclusions in 1991. A total of essentially 10 years. And it went through an extensive review process. The trouble is, of course, over those 10 years, it was originally designed for vector supercomputers, but by the time they were debating the syntax of Fortran 90, Cray poured an enormous amount of effort into building very good compilers for Fortran 77. So you now get much better performance on, say, a C90, the leading-edge Cray machine, by writing in Fortran 77 than you do in Fortran 90. Even though in principle, and if you were starting from scratch, a Fortran 90 compiler for a vector supercomputer should just run extremely well, because vector supercomputers run array operations truly excellently. So this illustrates the problem in writing software. You can have all these best ideas, but if the world moves too fast for you, that's a problem. And so Cray really started working very hard on its compilers in the mid-80s, because they didn't work very well then, and by the time Fortran 90 was clearly accepted, they didn't have the resources to put into making a good Fortran 90 compiler. According to Scott Klasky, it's about a factor of 3 slower, Fortran 90 than Fortran 77, on some of its key codes on the C90. Of course, the other timing issue is that Java has basically got from nothing to where it is in a year, and Fortran 90 went from Fortran 77 in 10 years. Even high-performance Fortran only took 2 years to get agreed to. That was done by a so-called informal standards group, which didn't go through the official international standards mechanism. So that points out that in the area of rapidly varying technologies, some of these formal mechanisms are sort of deficient.